Tech is all around us. It's always updating, competing for your attention. Cut through the digital clutter with the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, the biggest tech stories and scoops from our reporting every weekday.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, February 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. For the U.S. labor market, these are the best of times and the worst of times. While jobs are being added to the economy at a red-hot pace, thousands of others are being handed the pink slip.
The recent job market data really points to the fact that the labor market is coming back into balance after experiencing years of pandemic disruptions.
So in which direction is the jobs market headed? Wall Street Journal economics reporter Sarah Cheney Cambon has been tracking who's hiring. She'll be here to talk about it after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, everything you need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
It isn't easy to predict the future of the jobs market. It seems each time we hear about companies hiring workers at unexpectedly high levels, like we did last month, we also get word of mass layoffs. So what's actually going on? And what does it tell us about the chances of a recession setting in? Wall Street Journal economics reporter Sarah Cheney Cambon is with us to break it all down. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
So Sarah, we've seen different areas of the economy kind of ebb and flow over the past year, influenced by things like higher inflation and rising interest rates, but that hasn't really been the case in the labor market.
Absolutely. The U.S. labor market actually added 1.1 million jobs over the past few months, and January was a really strong month for hiring. At the same time, we've seen a lot of big companies, particularly in tech, laying off workers.
Yeah, and the growing list of tech companies we mentioned that are laying off workers, that's been capturing a lot of headlines, but it hasn't seemed to move the needle downward in terms of the overall labor market. So who's doing all the hiring?
Companies like restaurants and hospitals, nursing homes, and child care centers are really ramping up hiring. These are really large parts of the economy, but they're somewhat overlooked. The bulk of it has been concentrated in these services industries. They actually accounted for 63% of all private sector job gains over the past 6 months, and that's up from 47% in the preceding year and a half.
Yeah, an early casualty of the pandemic were jobs that required close personal contact with people.
Yes, absolutely. Those are jobs like cafeteria worker, restaurant server, nurse, massage therapist. A lot of those jobs were really hard hit at the beginning of the pandemic and really throughout 2020.
Eventually, businesses opened back up. But what happened to the service workers?
A lot of the workers were burnt out and they quit their jobs. They left the labor force or found other opportunities. And some of these workers decided that they wanted to move from a restaurant job into something like a white collar remote work job. So there was lots of kind of transitions going on there so that when the restaurants reopened, they were really struggling to find workers.
Now, you also spoke to people doing the hiring in the service industry. What has this trend been like for them?
I spoke to one restaurant manager who actually was basically running the fast food joint himself. He's actually getting job applicants now, which is a shift from early 2021 through mid 2022, when he was actually having to run a lot of the operations himself, you know, like working the drive-through window, frying the chicken fingers, plating the food.
One person doing all that?
Yes, doing a lot of it. So now he doesn't have to do that because he's fully staffed. And the ability to contain COVID has actually brought a lot of workers back into the labor force. people are less concerned about getting COVID and spreading it, or they're not having to care for family members anymore, and so they're able to work again.
But even with the job growth we've seen in the services area, as well as other sectors, we still keep hearing about concerns that there could be a recession lurking on the horizon. So what does the job market tell us about the possibility of the economy going into a recession?
The recent job market data really points to the fact that the labor market is coming back into balance after experiencing years of pandemic disruptions, rather than a labor market that is wobbling into a sharp downturn. And I think the strong wage growth is really a testament to the fact that the labor market is still tight, it's still strong. Even though wages have been slowing some, they've been growing more rapidly in lower wage service sectors. And layoffs outside of a few sectors, namely tech, have remained historically low.
Now, during the pandemic, we saw women in particular leave the workforce in large numbers. Have we seen changes there?
Yes, women of prime working age, which is ages 25 to 54, have been returning to the labor force in recent months. The labor force participation rate for those women actually returned to pre-pandemic early 2020 levels in January. And that could help a lot of these service sector employers fill jobs because women have traditionally accounted for a larger share of those jobs.
So what's the outlook for this hiring trend in 2023?
An economist I spoke with said that the recovery from pandemic-driven job losses will likely continue to drive job growth this year. And he pointed to healthcare employers, nursing homes, and childcare centers as examples. These industries absolutely have to hire, and they will keep scouring the labor force and raising wages and using different programs to get workers back, he said.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal economics reporter Sarah Cheney Cambon. Sarah, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Discover the extraordinary ideas shaping our future at the Future of Everything Festival when the Wall Street Journal brings together leaders from business, science, sports, and culture, May 2nd through 4th at Spring Studios in New York City. Register today using code PODCAST to receive 20% off your ticket. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.